Beloved congregation, my text for this morning will be in the Gospel of Luke, the 23rd chapter, verse 17 and 18. For of necessity he must release one unto them at a feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. This far. This morning, we will talk to you with the help of the Lord about the choice between Jesus and Barabbas. We notice first the proposal of the unprincipled governor. In the second place, the choice of the blinded multitude. And finally, the lot of the righteous Jesus. There was never in a courthouse or before a judgment seat in the world a case so hard and so difficult as the case of Christ. We have heard this year in some sermon that even when Christ came before Caiaphas, that they have to hire false witnesses. They have to pay for their people, that they brought some accusation, false accusation, in towards Christ, that they have something to condemn him. But of course, it was all in vain. And now later on, Christ came for Pilate. Our catechism said the worldly judge. That means not that he was only a worldly man, but he was the judge appointed by the government. The worldly judge. The true judge. And, you know, we all know what kind of man that Pilate was. An unprincipled governor. A man without backbone. A weak man. A wavering man. A man who had not his own opinion and could not make his own decision. But even that Pilate, he don't know what to do with Christ. Therefore, when he heard that Christ came from Galilee, he thought, boy, that is a great release for me. And as soon as it was possible, then he sent Christ to that pile, to that Herod. That man had thought that Christ would do some miracle, but he did nothing. Christ gave him no answer. Nothing at all. And terrible thought, people. And terrible thought that the Lord will say nothing to us. We are all travelers to eternity, and we all need, shall be well for eternity, that the Lord is saying something to us, that many receive even no word of warning, that Herod, and he was ook a wicked man, but the Lord say nothing to him. Humbled at his heart? No. No. Nothing at all. And then you can see what man is in his natural state. And when the Lord gave us over to ourselves, what an awful condition. And now that Pilate, Christ came back to him because that Herod, he sent him back. He don't know what to do with it. And he declared also to find no fault in him. And then, of course, he was again troubled with that person, with that Christ. His wife sent a message to him, warned him. She was an heathen, that woman, but still the Lord revealed to that woman that Christ was righteous. And I think that Pilate was more bothered nog with it than that wife herself. Time and again, the Pilate, if you read it in the Bible, people, then you shall realize that Pilate seven times declared, I found no guilt in this man. 7 times. And if you read the word of God, then you find it also 7 times. Judas was the first one that declared that Christ was without fault. Peter, even in his denial, he had done it. And time and again, even the thief on the cross And that he does cap, he also declared this man was righteous. But still, that Jewish people in the Gospel of John, there it said with a loud voice, that Jewish people that was asking for the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. It must be that Christ have to die. And of course, in the midst of all those and under all those voices, you hear the voice of God as yet, that Christ have to die on the cross for the sins of his people. And Christ remained faithful to that covenant that the Father had made with him in eternity. Now finally, Pilate, he saw a little light. In all his troubles, because it was a custom that some of the people, criminals, were released on the Feast of Passover. You read that not about Pentecost, and you do not read that also the Feast of the Weeks, no, and Purim Feast, but only when it was Passover. Of course, yeah, you know, you have heard that many times, of course, some explainer of the Bible said it was not known in Israel. It was not a custom there. But it came from the Romans government. However, it was a thing that was absolutely wrong. In Numbers and in Deuteronomy, you find there a command of the Lord that people that had shed the blood of other men, that must be killed. They have to die. There was no excuse for them. Thus how that it was wrong. But it became a custom. There was in Israel, there was something else, of course, but that was a command of the Lord. The whole religion in Israel, and under the laws of the ceremony, that there was a preaching that the Lord was thinking about wretched people, about people that was in prison. I shall give you some idea about it out of the Bible. In the first place, you have the releasing of people in a Sabbath year that was for slaves. Every 7 years they have a Sabbath year. You know that. And then it was a relief for all the slaves. Then there was a redeeming, as you read in the history of Ruth. And there the reason for that was also that those that have lost their possessions, that they would receive it back again. Also, a releasing of all the burdens under which they were living. And then you have the year of Jubilee. That was another feast for them every 50 years. And then those that were in the cities of refuge, but still bound to stay there, gedetineerd, that people that was free, when that year of jubilee was there. And then, of course, there was no something else, and that was when the high priest died. And when the high priest died, then all that people that was in the city of refuge, that could return to their wives and to their children, and that receive also back all that they have lost. Thus, in the Old Testament, releasing, that was something that the Lord himself had commanded, but not as it happens there now under the Roman government, that one of the greatest criminals or malefactors, that he could be released. But of course here it took place, and now that Pilate, he had in his mind in regard to Luke 23 to release the Lord Jesus Christ. He thought, I have there an opportunity, because that Pilate, he had never thought about Barabbas. No. But he had in his mind that was the Lord Jesus Christ. No one else. But when he came with that proposal, then the people that became so mad and so angry, the text is said, and they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man. That Pilate, he had realized, congregation, that he came to no place, that he came to no solution. Thus it became necessary that he placed another man also on the ticket, and that they could vote. You realize now, before it was the Sanhedrin, but now it was taken up from the Sanhedrin to make a decision, and now Pilate, he laid before the people, before the multitude that there was gathered, a difference. It would be no longer a decision of the Sanhedrin and of the chief priest, but now it will be a decision of the whole multitude of people. There were at that time three in prison. Three. The worst of all, that was Barabbas. And you know Barabbas, that name that signifies Son of the Father. He was a murderer, a robber. He was a rebel. If it had been in his power, in that uproar that there was, then he had killed more people, but of course they placed him in prison. Thus then he lost his power. He could do no more else. But of course he was the worst of all. The worst. And as still the pilot he thought, when I come on the ticket with Barabbas, so a dangerous man, then the people, if they have no some feeling in their body, some sense of justice, then they all will say, no, no, not that Barabbas, because that is awful, that man. Awful. That was the hope that Pilate had. And of course now it was laid before that Jewish people what to do. They could vote. When we have voting here, and especially for a president, then you know time and again trouble enough. Trouble enough. Before that they finally know who that is voted in. And you know how it goes with the people, to listen. Till midnight sometime. But here, as it took place there, that never has happened in the whole world, people. What happens there? All the votes for Barabbas. Hundred, 50, 10, 5 for Christ. No. Not one vote for Christ. Was there people now so blinded? Was there people now so hardened their hearts? Did the people have no sense at all? No mind at all? No feeling at all? To vote for such a malefactor. To vote for such a murderer. Barabbas had all the votes. And finally, people whose vote did he also have? From the Lord in heaven. He voted for Barabbas. He voted for Barabbas. And what a blessing, congregation, that had taken place. And that brings us back this morning to eternity. We always have to come with the suffering of Christ to eternity, because in eternity the Father already had voted for the Son of the Father, because Barabbas was the son of Adam. The son of Adam. And now that Adam in his fall, he had voted for the devil and against the Lord. And now if you think about the life of the Barabbas, a robber and a murderer, we have tried to murder the Lord in paradise. And if we could do it today, we did it. We did it still. If you know how many people that there is in the world with a speaking conscience, with a troubled conscience, you cannot read it upon the faces of men. No. And we know in the days in which we are living, there's so many people, their conscience is speaking no more. And if your conscience is not speaking, congregation, then you can do everything what you want. But that is the awful condition in which men ever can come in the world. As long as our conscience is speaking, then there is no hope that we can be converted. But if that is done, then it is done with us too. Was it for Christ a disappointment that he had no votes? Was it for Christ an awful thing to hear and to realize the attitude of the people? For 3 years he was preaching. For 3 years he healed the sick. Without pain and without money. Even when we have here an injection, at the most of the time, not painful. Right? But not the Christ, no. He was a physician. He was healing the people without pain. And you have never to pay a penny. Did he any harm to anybody here in the world in those 3 years? No. You read in the gospel time and again that he go through the country, healing the sick, preaching the gospel. Day and night he spent his time and his life to the spiritual, but also to the bodily welfare of men. And now this was the end. Away with him, away with him. But you know, congregation, that was in Leviticus already foretold. But what happens here in the third book of Moses in Leviticus? Because on the Day of Atonement there were two goats, and the one must be killed, and the other one sent away in the desert. And that refers there already to Christ. As a lamb led to the slaughter. And that for the sins of his people. Just for Christ, when they voted all for Barabbas, it was no surprise, no. He had known it from all eternity already. Everything that took place. And he had rejoiced in that. Because in the first place, the honor of his father that was bound upon his heart. And in the second place, the deliverance of the people that had ruined himself, congregation, ruined himself. If the Lord ever opened our eyes, then we are scared of ourselves, people here. And lying behind the fence. Maybe some people say, oh, man. No, now you make it too bad for this morning. Now you make it too bad. But if we come to the knowledge of self, people, to the knowledge of self, and if the Lord gives us light in the depth of our fall in Adam, if there was no common grace, any straining grace, then it was here in the world, nothing else than hell. In hell. The people that is in institutions, that is a number in our country, unbelievable. But the number that is in jail, that is much bigger and greater. From day to day, they cannot build enough prisons. Not millions, no, but billions are sacrificed for that cause. And that is people that cannot walk on the street. Time and again we have it here in Michigan too. When they come out of Jackson or wherever they come from, then sometime in few days they murdered again other people. They are thirsting after blood. The Lord leave him over to himself. They can do nothing else than ruin himself and ruin men. And then people not only in sin and in unrighteousness, but you know, Peter on the day of Pentecost, and when he had that sermon in Acts 3, after that man who was lame for 40 years and laid there on that gate, beautiful, when he had that sermon, then he said that he had killed the Prince of Life. The Prince of Life. And that they have rejected Christ and chosen for himself a man who was a murderer. And if that now come open in our life, people, then there have to happen something. And otherwise we lose our mind. Or we came in despair. But the necessity that we have to learn for ourselves that we are Barabbas. And if we have no knowledge of it, the least knowledge of it in our heart and in our soul, then the gospel as it is preached in Christ Jesus, then it have no value for our soul. And then Christ can never become precious and aimable for our heart. The bride, he said, he is altogether lovely. First of all, when we realize people that grief and that sorrow that the Lord had in his life here in the world. You read in Psalm 22nd, a man of sorrow. A very man, old man, marked by the people, be marked too. When we reject Christ and the gospel, and when we say no, we don't not want that he will king over us. If we think about our life, people, from our early days we have heard that Christ came in the world to seek and to save sins. We have heard the preaching that there is no sinner too old and no sinner too hard. But what we are doing with it, what we are doing with it, people, murdering ourselves by unbelief, but the greatest sin is that we can commit in our life, because the Lord, he said himself in his word, telling his testimony, I shall read it to you out of the prophet of Isaiah, and then the Lord, he said there, come now, and let us reason together, said the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Because streams of blood have flowed about the body, the blessed body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that divine blood, and that precious blood, that is now to reconcile Barabbas with God, and to wash and cleanse Barabbas, so filthy sinner, that the Lord make him white as snow and as wool. What a blessing that God the Father had voted for Barabbas, people. And that is the opening of the gospel, what he preached to you in this morning. There is nothing too wonderful for the Lord. The devil can say it is not for you. It cannot be for you. You are the greatest sinner. You are this, you are that. And you have all to agree with it. And you have always to say it is all truth and much more. But Christ is standing there with stretched out hands to accept sinners. To accept sinners. There is a poem van a man in England, van him. He was an atheist, but the Lord converted that man. In one of the sermons of Berlin, you can find it. And then that man, he wrote there after his conversion that even that he had come in hell in his unconverted state, that even the damned in hell, that they would be scared when they saw him. Does that man that had knowledge of himself? That man had knowledge of himself. But that is now, people, that is now the mystery. And what is now the mystery? What is now my strife in my life? What is now the trouble in my life? The biggest trouble that I have no desire to become before the Lord what I am. That's my biggest trouble. I will be a minister and I will be an elder, I will be a deacon. I will be an honorable, respectable member of the church. But there is not one man that had desire to become Barabbas and to sit in jail. No. And people, take it from me this morning, that is now something that our mind, we can never comprehend it. Christ, he said, that is hidden for the wise and for the prudent. But that is now revealed for the children. And that now the Lord bring us back in paradise, where we became a Barabbas. And now by the uncovering power of the Holy Spirit, we have to become a Barabbas. I think there is always some amongst me that say sometime to the Lord, I fear. I am in fear that I am not deep enough bow before thee. I fear that I am not to the right place. Because, Lord, thou art standing afar off from me. And if we came to the right place, then the Lord is coming. Oh, then the Lord is coming to our soul. You read that so clear in the Gospel of Matthew, that Christ, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is the gospel. That is the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus, that only Savior and mediator for his church. Barabbas was voted to be released and Christ to be crucified, but not for his own sin and transgressions, no, but for his people and for his children, that the Lord would release them, and that the Lord placed them in the freedom of the gospel. Blessed are those that know what we sing now, out of 188, make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who are in me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. 188, 1 and 2. Thank you. And now, congregation, if now Christ had all the votes to be released, then there was for you and there was for me never any hope. Then we have to die in our sins and to be cast in hell forever and forever. But now the love of Christ, people, the love of Christ, the depth, the height, the breadth, the length, oh, we must well say with Lodestein, I wish that I was nothing else than tongue that always was singing of that King, that in eternity that if some accepted but the Father had laid before him to become the mediator and the savior of sins, to take upon him our human nature with all the infirmities and with all the troubles and with all the results of the fallen Adam. And then to come here in a world under the curse and to live with people that show nothing else than enmity against him. He came to his own and his own did not accept him. Because today, still today, people young and old, today we vote still for the devil. Still we are voting for the devil. And it is well hard to accept it, but still it is true. If we come to the knowledge of self, congregation, oh, then we must say, Lord, shall there well be such a wretch in the world as that I am. As that I am. God is a God of justice. He had to punish my sin. Because that requires his essence. That require his essence. And think now only, I shall not go farther this morning, but think now only what goes on in your mind and in your heart, people, by day and by night. And what man is. Last week, Friday, when I was in the East, I visited several sick people there, of course, also in different hospitals, and we stepped in with an elder in some house where the mother had broken the hip. She was home after the operation, but very well, no trouble. This Friday morning, they called me, she was dead, a heart attack. Before we go to bed yesterday evening, they called from the Netherlands, from a friend of us, died at 11 o'clock. This morning, 6:30, that Van der Woude was critical. 8:30, his son called. My father passed away. And there goes on and on all the time, people. And who believes that now? That it can be with us. Who believes it? We go to the church. How many came here now this morning that lay on their knees and I say, Lord, please, that thy word now find is an entrance in my poor heart. Say. Was that not too much now to ask that the Lord? Is that too much? Is that too much? So a great salvation revealed in the gospel through Christ Jesus for sinners. That the Son of God, the Son of God, co-equal with the Father and with the Holy Ghost, that he had not one vote here in the world, but all the votes were to crucify him. Away with him. Away with that man. They say not away with the Lord Jesus Christ, no, but away with that man. And that is now all here. That is now all here in our heart, people. Therefore, if that now ever has become a reality for our heart, oh, what a wonder, what a wonder. Yeah. Congregation, I would well say this morning 1,000 times, a 1,000,000 times, what a wonder, what a wonder, because I never pray before that we were converted in truth and uprightness, no. If he had done it, it was here, with my lips, with my mind, but never with my heart, no. Was there any urgency in my heart about it? No, no. Did I ever have in my uncomforted state at times that I say now I go upstairs? I go to the basement alone to bow my knees. No. No. Living as that we shall live always. But as soon as the Lord comes, then it is different. Oh, then it is different, people. Then we are glad that we have as a moment that the Lord binds it upon our heart. And that we are driven in our inner chamber and that we lay there to talk to him, to talk to the Lord. David, he said, I have told you all my ways. And in that same prayer, O Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. I am Barabbas, son of the Father, a child of Adam. But I have murdered the image of God. I have ruined all the talents that the Lord had given me. Now I am standing sometime in the world that I say, Lord, I have even no prayer. I have even no desire. I have even no longing. So, but now for Barabbas, Christ was sent to be crucified, and Barabbas was released. And it is possible, beloved congregation, that you hear that gospel for the last time this morning. It is possible that you hear it for the last time. It is possible that next week your name is on the bulletin. Possible. And then? And there have to happen something that is from the Lord in our heart and in our soul. That the Lord had done, that the Lord had wrought, and that it become a joy for our heart, a joy for our soul, that Barabbas was released, and that Christ was crucified. Nevertheless, people, it shall cost us tears in our life, oh. Shall cast tears because that Christ must be crucified. That was on account of my sin and of mine iniquities. Sin that become bitter, and if it never become bitter for us people, then the sweetness of the blood of Christ shall never be experienced in our heart and in our soul. When there was Passover in Israel, they always have to drink the bitter herb, always. And that refers to the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, congregation, it is still the day of grace. It is still the day of salvation. I beseech you, ask the Lord, cry unto him for what you need as traveling to eternity, and that the mysteries of faith be revealed, that the Lord made us what we are. Made us what we are. Bring us in that valley of deep humiliation, and that we may learn to cry, Son of David, have mercy with me. Christ had suffered, oh, as nobody had suffered in the whole world, but he did it willingly. Without rebellion. He never came against it, no. It was his pleasure to do the will of his Father. Therefore he did not say anything when that fountain came out, and that it was for Barabbas, no. He did not say, people, I am so disappointed with you now, no. But he was glad that he could be crucified to release that poor people, thousands, 10,000, millions. One day, congregation, then it shall be a number that no one can tell. Can number. So great shall that multitude be that there is for the throne of God and the Lamb, and that all Barabbas, that are all Barabbas, they all have learned it, yeah, and now separated in paradise from their Father, but now through Christ, the everlasting Father, restored in that communion with the Lord, with the triune God, oh, that it may please the Lord to sanctify the few words to our heart and to our soul, people. And that it in the day of days never shall testify against you. That it break your heart is in pieces, you are still in the land of living and in the day of salvation. Oh, that you may cast yourself on your knees before the Lord. And that you still lay there till that the Lord had spoken peace and pardon. And children of God, I tell you this morning, at the end of this sermon, oh, if it is true in our life, people, that the Lord had started his work, I tell you, then it shall day after day and time after time, it shall become a greater wonder, because there is coming open more and more about Barabbas. More and more that we are shocked of ourselves, yeah. That we say, Lord, I have never thought, I have never thought. But that free, oh, that free and that sovereign grace. And that the Lord was moved in himself from all eternity about such Barabbas. And the last word that I have to tell you this morning, children of God, that is this, that we have to die as Barabbas. Not as a Christian, no. Not as a Christian. But as a Barabbas. And so to enter in that heavenly Jerusalem, where we shall acknowledge the Father that he had chosen us, to praise the Son that he shed his blood for me, and the Holy Spirit that he had worked it out in my heart, that I without anything of myself, but with everything what is of Christ, that I shall enter into heaven, where we are delivered forever from that Barabbas here, to give all the praise to a triune God. Congregation, I cannot apply it to your heart. My hands are too short. But oh, I hope. That it was not in vain, I hope so. But that the Lord sanctify to young and old, great and small, for his great name's sake. Amen. Lord, Barabbas can be converted. Oh, make us a Barabbas. Not living it out, but living it in, by the uncovering of the Holy Spirit. Twere weak words what we have spoken this morning. Thou knowest, Lord, what a trouble that we have with our eyes. But that it may please thee, that the words out of our heart be sanctified to young and old, great and small. Also, where our children now shall be instructed at the end of this sermon, and also in this evening after the service, that thy blessing may rest upon it, give us a real interest for the eternal things, and be with all of us, and for all whom we pray, bring us back in thy favor, for thy great name's sake. Amen. The 43, we start with, yeah, with 11th stanza. He is reproached and spoiled of all, his enemies upon him fall. 243, we start with 11th stanza. Maybe there are some things changed now at that funeral. I hope this evening to announce that, because originally was my plan to have prayer day in the churches in the West this week, but we hope this evening to announce how it shall be. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.